Debbie Walters started coming a couple months ago, several months ago. Didn't know that Deb was used like this, and she's, she'll tell you. Go ahead.
I'm not a speaker either. Well, I think it started years ago, really, but I didn't know. Sorry.
All right.
I've always wanted to help people. And I think the Lord, well, I know He did. He knew that was in my heart. Even when I was little, I was always going around helping people. Well, as I got older, I never was grew up in the church or anything like that. But I still wanted to help people. Well, one day, I took my kids swimming out of Berlin. And there was some people there, some mothers, and they had their little ones there. And there was a little girl there, she's probably 2 or 3 years old, and they weren't paying any attention to her. And they were partying is what they were doing, but they weren't paying attention to the little girl. And my kids were swimming, and I just kept watching that little girl. And all of a sudden, she just bent over and she was floating in the water. And I kept thinking, why aren't they paying attention to her? And all of a sudden, they turned around and they had their beer bottles. And they just started screaming, and everybody started running over to them, and nobody knew what to do. And meanwhile, I'm running to this little girl. And I said, just give her to me. And while I'm running over there, I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this either. You're going to have to take care of this. So I took her and I laid her down on the ground and I said, Lord, you're going to have to take care of her, bring her back because she was already blue. And I just started giving her mouth to mouth and she just started breathing and screaming. And I thought, I just said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And the ladies, she said, do you think I ought to take her to the hospital? I said, yeah, I think you should. Get her at least checked out. But I said, I think she's okay. And then after that, then we started going to church a lot with our kids and everything. And it was Baptist. And I never knew nothing about laying on hands or anything like that. Or talking in tongues. So we went to the Baptist for a while, and then we decided to go to Mountain of the Lord, and I started learning all these things, and I wanted to do all these things. I wanted to be God to use me.
Yeah.
So I just started praying a lot, and my boss, where I work, her mother was going to have some serious surgery, and she was upset about it. She was in Pennsylvania, and her mother was having the surgery, and she kept asking me, pray. So I'm praying all day long while she's going through the surgery, and as I'm praying and everything, and the Lord just spoke to me. He goes, she's okay. And about 20 minutes after he told me this, my boss calls and said, my mom's okay. I said, I know, God already told me this.
Oh, that's great.
And then there was a lady at the church, one of my friends, she had been in a serious accident, and she was having all kinds of back problems and neck problems and things like that. And the Lord talked to me all night about her. And he just kept me up all night talking to me about her. And so then Sunday morning come, and my other friend, he goes, "The Lord's going to be using you." And I said, "I know. He's had me up all night talking to me about her." And so he wanted me to lay hands on her. And so I did. And she said, stuff moved, her back and her neck moved. She felt it, and she was feeling better.
Great.
And stuff, and she just, every week she said, "I feel better." And then another lady the Lord had put on my heart, one of my friends, about her knees, and he talked to me again and again and again, and I just kept thinking, because I wasn't real sure about all of that. And so I just said, "Okay, Lord, I'll just do it." So I had her sit down, and I went and laid hands on her knees, and all the pain left. And she was able to go on vacation.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
And it's just, I just wasn't sure that he was really talking to me, that he really wanted me. But he does.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I'm learning more and more. I'm new at this, but I'm learning more and more, and he does talk to me.
Boy, that's good, yeah. That's good.
And he's even, and Jesus has even come to me in a dream. Well, there was lots of turmoil with my daughter and things that broke my heart. The Lord came, Jesus came to me. I was standing in the middle of a building that was a wreck. And I was standing there, and there was snakes just crawling all over the ground. And I was standing there, and I was afraid to move, and he comes to the door, Jesus does, and he goes, "It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." And he turned all them snakes into little white hearts. And he says, "It'll be okay. And it's going to be okay." So I'm learning that how to listen to him. And
that's good.
And he does, if I don't listen, he just keeps making it stronger on my heart what he wants me to do.
That's good.
So, but I love the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.